The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Chapter 5, the final chapter, titled Just Desserts, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Welcome back, friends. Our tale is getting quite interesting now as we are nearing the end. If you recall, last time our heroes had come to the bejeweled city in Marrowind to find the sweet shop of Madame Blarney, whom they were told had some freaky fudge. As it happens, Lord Terrible had been to see her shortly before our heroes arrived, which was revealed to them by Madame Blarney herself. This has sent our heroes into a bit of a panic, as they now suspect they have fallen into a trap. But the truth may surprise you as our story concludes.
What a load off. Best I felt all day. I mean, as shites go, that was the best I've had in a young sage. I mean, I feel 10 stone lighter. And it was a tough bugger, too. I mean, I fought with that one round and round. But, you know, I won out in the end.
Well, I'm happy to hear it. But we have bigger problems, Dwarf. We're all doomed.
Oh, stop panicking, wizard. I'm sure the lovely lady here wouldn't harm a flea. Would you, my dear?
I wouldn't harm a hair on your beautiful head. And that's a certainty. However, I hate fleas, and I'd torture, then kill the little buggers.
Then, getting back to the point, you're not in league with Lord Terrible.
Not exactly.
And you were not going to deny us access to Freaky Fudge.
Well, now, that depends on what you're prepared to pay for it.
How much does it cost?
Depends.
Upon?
On how badly do you want it, of course.
How bad do we have to want it?
Bad enough for your handsome friend here to spend some quality time with me.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
Now, wait one moment, Princess.
May I have a word alone with my colleague here?
By all means, but don't take too long, eh? Or I might change my mind.
Now listen to me, Brett Gawain. We need that Freaky Fudge to complete this quest, and you will do whatever it takes to get it. Do you understand?
But, Princess, but Rosa, you know I have eyes only for you. I just don't know if I could go through with what she has in mind.
For once in your life, be a man and go and, well, do whatever she tells you to do.
But look at her. She's not exactly the most attractive creature in the world, is she?
She was attractive enough to flirt with earlier.
But that was for the quest. Only for the quest.
And so is this. Now, go and please her, Gawain, and then we can finish this.
All right. Say that I do. What do I get in return?
What do you want in return?
Do you have to guess, dear Rosa?
You don't seriously expect... You do seriously expect... No, not that. I'll consider allowing you to take me out to dinner, perhaps, but nothing more.
Well, it's a start. I'll do it. Oh, Madame Blarney.
Yes, my lovely. Are you ready to give in to desire?
I'm... are ready to do whatever your heart desires, yes.
Oh, yummy. Come with me. Oh, and I do hope you have a lot of stamina. You'll need it, handsome.
Oh, sure. Be back soon, friends. I hope.
Or to clarify, don't wait up.
Oh, dear.
Come on, pretty boy.
What did you have to promise him to get him to do that, princess?
Not what he wanted me to promise, that's for sure. I sort of agreed to have dinner with him sometime. In the unconfirmed future, maybe.
I don't envy the laddie.
Why? What's he going to do with Madame Blarney back there?
Use your imagination, Waldo, or don't you have one?
Of course I have an imagination. I'm a mage. You have to have imagination in this job. But I still don't understand.
He's off to do the dirty with Madame Blarney.
Yes, he's doing her certain favors. You know, it probably involves a lot of writhing about and a certain amount of... lip and tongue action.
You don't mean that...
He's letting this serpent roam in her garden. Get it now, wizard? Or do we need to spill it out further?
Oh, by the gods! You mean he's letting his bird roam where the bees dare not?
Oh, now you're catching on.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
There you go. There's a mental image for you.
Meanwhile, Lord Terrible and his henchman Rust are still waiting across the street from Madame Blarney's shop to ensure their nefarious plan goes off without a hitch.
Oh, I certainly hope this goes off without a hitch, Rust. I'm counting on this, I really am. I honestly need a victory, just to help the old... confidence levels.
Oh, I know, my lord. You've been so down on yourself lately. And I keep telling you that you're a martyr to yourself. You really need to love you, lord. You don't need anyone to validate how wonderfully evil you are. You are special.
Well, thank you for the pep talk, Rust. That really means a lot to me.
We could always... hug it out?
Don't press your luck.
Right you are, Lord. Just a suggestion.
Oh, what now?
Isn't that your mobile communication device going off, Lord?
You mean my two-way crystal ball? Yes. But who would be calling me now?
Best check it and see, your evilness.
Yes, yes, I'm on it. Hello, Lord Terrible here.
Oh, good, I've managed to reach you.
Who is this?
You can't have forgotten already.
Olga, the witch hag? Is that really you?
Indeed it is, lovey.
Well, why are you calling me at this time?
It's about that devil's food cake. It was rather on the small side, don't you think? And besides that, it was half-eaten and rather light on the devils.
I beg your pardon? Are you saying I've underpaid for services rendered?
Considerably. Now, what do you intend to do about it?
Oh, for badness sake, I suppose we can come to some arrangement. Hang on a minute. I know. I have a gift for you. How would you fancy disposing of a pesky old crone, eh?
Colour me intrigued. Tell me more, ducky.
Well... you see, there's this old crone named Litmia, and well...
Say no more! I'll have her! And the tasty little servant of hers, too!
Then it's a deal. I knew we could work it out.
And a few minutes later, Lord Terrible decides to show his hand to the adventurers by entering Madame Blarney's shop and speaking to them directly about his plans... amongst other things.
Lord Terrible!
Yes, it is I.
And Rust, hello.
Shut up, Rust. They don't need to know that.
Oh, I'm sorry, my lord.
We really are doomed.
Yes, indeed.
In fact, things couldn't get any worse.
Now, why would you say that? Why is no one ever pleased to see me?
I do beg your pardon. He has a terrible complex about this. And it is that time of the month, you know.
That time of the month? Is he a woman?
No, but he is an evil dark lord, and they tend to go through this about once every few weeks. So you'll just have to overlook it.
Rest. TMI.
Oh, of course. Shutting up, Lord.
I must say that this is indeed a surprise, Lord Terrible. Have you come to take all of us on?
Yes, come at us if you dare, Letty.
Not that it wouldn't be amusing, but no, we haven't come here to have at you. At least, not at this juncture.
Then may I ask, why have you come?
To give you a warning.
A warning? You're awfully brave.
Oh, do you think so? Well, thank you very much.
It wasn't meant complimentary.
Oh. Well then, never mind.
What have you come to warn us about, Lord Terrible, if I may ask?
Well, aren't you polite? And you know, it's so rare these days to find someone so...
Rest, if you're quite finished chit-chatting with our enemies...
Oh, of course. Sorry, Lord.
Why are we enemies?
I beg your pardon?
I don't understand why you would consider us to be enemies. Have we actually done anything to you?
Well, not as such. But you know, you are the legendary heroes, and I am the lord of all that is evil. You people are the yin to my yang, as it were.
Perhaps, but I still don't quite understand it.
So, we're legendary, are we?
Only potentially. Look, this is all so far beyond the point. I've come here to help you. Well, to help you help me. Understand?
No, much more confused now, I'm afraid.
Blando is correct. Perhaps you could clarify what you're getting at.
Look, it's simple. You are on a quest seeking Freaky Fudge on behalf of Litmia the Crone, correct?
Well, yes. For the sake of argument, I shall concede that.
Good. Maybe we're getting somewhere at last. The thing is, Litmia is actually the real baddie in all of this, as she has duped you lot into doing her dirty deeds. She has no intention of rewarding you for your efforts, but instead, she wants Freaky Fudge to make herself all-powerful so that she can defeat me and destroy all of you. Get it now?
Really?
Oh, it's quite true, I'm afraid. She's a real rotter. Much worse than Lord Terrible here.
Indeed. You lot must be exceedingly gullible. You were duped, my dear.
That bitch!
Doesn't surprise me in the least.
Typical. I just knew we weren't going to get paid.
Well, now, you just might, and quite well paid at that. But only if you help me to stop Litmia. Now, what do you say?
Rosa?
Yeah, what should we do, princess?
Just a moment. How well paid are we talking?
Well, not enough to retire on, but certainly enough to take a nice long holiday. What say you lot?
I can do with a holiday.
As long as I can say we haven't wasted our time, I'm up for it.
Very well then, we're in. So, tell us what you want us to do.
With pleasure.
And so, Lord Terrible imparted his plans to our heroes, who were all ears and eager for revenge against the terrible crone Litmia. Well, wouldn't you be? And some time later, once Lord Terrible had departed, and once Brett Gawain had done the deed of, shall we say, servicing Madame Blarney, the two returned from the back room, and Madame Blarney made good on the deal by turning over the Freaky Fudge to our band of adventurers. She also revealed to them that she knew of the plan, which involved a fake concoction of Freaky Fudge which would ensnare Litmia and her servant Ula the Cat, so that he, Lord Terrible, could exact his revenge and rid himself and the world of the evil crone. This would now allow our band of heroes to trick Litmia and get their own back for sending them on this false quest to begin with and wasting everyone's time. And so, after some time has passed, our heroes have set up camp just outside the bejeweled city to ponder over their next move. and to hear, for what felt like the 100th time, about Brett Gawain's regrettable experience with Madame Blarney.
I tell you, it was disgusting, the things I had to do to that woman, and all just to procure that blasted freaky fudge. I tell you, you owe me, Princess, and owe me a dinner date.
We made a bargain, Gawain, and we're not altering it. Not unless you just want me to forget the whole thing.
But we had a deal, Rosa. I gave that woman my virtue.
Your virtue?
Oh, my, this is too funny.
You mean you give her your virginity? I don't think virtue is something you had to begin with, pretty boy.
Just listen to this, Rosa. Am I now to be the butt of everyone's jokes?
Well, some things never change, you know.
Good one, Waldo.
You people are the worst friends a guy could have.
Friends? Bah, dream on, skinny legs.
Rosa, you must see what an awful sacrifice I've made for all of you. For the quest.
All right, Gawain. I'll admit you've paid the highest price in all of this. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm not going to repay you with a similar deed. I intend to keep my... virtue? Intact.
Well, that's just not fair.
Not to worry. Your sacrifice will find its reward in time. I assure you.
Well...
I swear it. Your sacrifice will not be in vain.
I should hope not.
So, what is your next move, Princess?
Well, now that we have Freaky Fudge, or rather, now that we have two versions of it, the genuine article and the fake convection that Lord Terrible intended for Litmia, the crone, we'll arrange to meet up with her and pass it on, so that she may get her just desserts.
Meanwhile, we just get desserts in the form of the real Freaky Fudge, which I must say, I am rather looking forward to trying for myself.
Now, be careful, Waldo. Garibald the Great warned that Freaky Fudge was very dangerous, don't forget.
Oh, rubbish. Gary, the, not so great was, most likely exaggerating. I mean, what harm could it do to a mage of the first ranking like myself? No. I expect it will only make me younger, fitter, and more powerful. Or, so the rumors would lead one to believe. No, this is going to be a most interesting experiment. Speaking of which, how is it coming along, Greybeard? Have you about finished heating it up?
Nearly there, wizard. But I think perhaps the Hofflin is correct. Perhaps you should reconsider this idea of consuming Freaky Fudge yourself. There's no telling what it'll do to you. It may do nothing at all.
In which case, it shall do no harm whatsoever to try it, eh, Dwarf?
Or it could kill you. But on your head be it, wizard.
And so, within minutes, Greybeard had finished preparing Freaky Fudge, and Waldo begins to prepare himself to taste test it. Now, this should be interesting, to say the least.
Well, how is it, Waldo?
Not at all bad. You know, it's rather like a nice cup of hot chocolate. Only, Oh, my.
Waldo.
What? What the God is he doing?
I knew something like this would happen.
You knew he'd turn into a chicken.
He hasn't exactly turned into a chicken, Bondo. But he is acting like one.
I knew it'd be something ridiculous. Everything the wizard does is ridiculous. Why should this be anything different?
Oh, this has been an utterly atrocious day. Can it end now?
Yes, I suppose so. We really should all get some sleep. Tomorrow we'll find a nice tavern in the city to have a good breakfast. And then we will formulate a plan for ensnaring Litmia the Crone. How does that sound to everyone?
What he said.
And I propose that from now on, we all refer to Waldo as Rooster. What say you, Greybeard?
Sounds like a plan, Halfling.
The morning comes early. The adventurers had planned to wake and return to the city to partake in a great feast before the day's activities. But you know, things just never work out quite the way you want. Instead, Lydnia has decided to make her move at first light by entering the campsite of our heroes, surprising them, too anxious to wait to claim her prize of Freaky Fudge.
Wakey, wakey! Rise and shine, my lovely adventurers. Lydnia has come to claim her prize, a prize I trust you've successfully collected for me, eh?
Oh, boy. Isn't that a little over the top, miss?
Shut up, Ula.
What's all the racket about?
Yeah, I was having a dilly of a dream there.
Oh, shite. What a night. What a headache. What happened last night? Did I do anything I'd consider embarrassing?
Quiet, wizard. We have company.
Oh, no, it's the crone.
Princess, wake up. Come out of your tent. Lydnia is here.
Oh, hello, Lydnia. I thought we were supposed to bring Freaky Fudge to you.
Change my mind, dear girl. Don't let it worry your pretty little head.
Always changes her mind like that.
Hush, Ula.
Of course, m'lady.
Now tell me, have you got the Freaky Fudge?
Oh, yes, we have it. It's here in my tent. Allow me to fetch it.
Of course, child, of course.
Well, here you are. Take it, and we can make an end to all of this business.
Yes, at last. Can't wait to get this whole affair over with, personally.
Aww, are we homesick? Has it been a rough trip? Did it overtax you, pretty one?
You have no idea. I've been to hell and back, crone.
We all have. It's been a long journey. Now we simply want to see it come to an end.
And so you shall. You will all get your just rewards, I assure you.
I'll bet.
I rather enjoyed it myself, I must say.
Well, no one asked you, Huffling.
Waldo, please. Let us not be ungrateful or unkind here at the end of our quest. Instead, let's just wish the very best to our benefactor and witness her rebirth as she partakes of her long-awaited prize, Freaky Fudge.
Very well said, my dear. But, you know, somehow this all seems a bit too easy.
Oh, nonsense, m'lady. You have what you wanted. We've come a long way to get it. Why not just relish in your moment of triumph? Just enjoy the moment, my crone.
Out of the mouths of babes. I never expected such wisdom from you, Ula. Very well, I shall partake of Freaky Fudge, and then you shall all get exactly what's coming to you.
And so, Lydnia begins to chew on the fake Freaky Fudge, believing it to be the real thing. Meanwhile, out of the shadows step Lord Terrible and his henchman, Rust.
A tasty treat, is it, Lydnia?
Lord Terrible! This is a surprise!
Yes, I imagine it is, and I suspect, as you swallow that fine confection, that you are in for an even bigger surprise.
Are you on something? Whatever are you talking about, Lord Terrible?
Just that I imagine you're beginning to feel a bit strange about now, no?
Oh, I do feel a bit odd. Yes. Oh, wait. What have you done?
I've tricked you. That's what I've done. With the help of your own band of adventurers.
But how? How could you? I promised you riches.
You lied to us.
Yes, but that's what old crones do.
And we were foolish enough to believe you.
Well, I always had my doubts, as you lot know.
As did I.
This is hardly the time, you two.
The princess is right. This is not the time for such things. This is the time for rejoicing in my victory, eh, Rast?
Oh, right you are, Lord. Well done. Oh, I just knew you had it in you.
So what is happening to me? I feel so odd, so strange.
That fake freaky fudge you ate, it is paralyzing you and making your magical abilities all disappear. And here, you thought by ingesting freaky fudge, you'd become more powerful. Well, perhaps if you'd had the real thing. Oh, by the way, where is the real thing?
Gone, I'm afraid.
You don't mean that you have eaten it, Mage?
Well, only after I give it a bit of broin.
Oh, my. You must have had one hell of a night. I mean, wizards and mages should never consume freaky fudge.
Well, now you tell me.
So, what did you get? Howling at the moon or clucking like a chicken?
Doesn't matter.
It was the chicken one.
Oh, dear. That is funny. Hardly, and I shall never forgive you lot.
Oh, get over yourself, Rooster.
I really hate to interrupt the fun, but would you kindly explain what is going to happen to me now?
Oh, yes. I nearly forgot. Your fate now lies within the hands of the witch hags of the underworld. Remember them?
Oh, bugger. It would be them. The bloody witch hags of the underworld.
And out of thin air appears Olga the witch hag and her sisters.
It's been a long time, Litmia. We owe you much for your past evil deeds against us. And now we shall extract our severest revenge.
No! No! No!
Litmia slowly vanishes in a haze of blue fire and smoke.
And now for you, Ula the cat.
But what did I do? Am I about to be punished as well?
Do you wish to be punished?
Oh, no. Never.
Or would you rather join with us, the witch hags of the underworld, and become a powerful force for evil?
Well, given the choice, yeah, that powerful force for evil thing sounds best. I'll take that option, thank you.
Then come, child. We shall have our way with you and initiate you into our coven!
There is a bright green explosion of power as Ula the cat vanishes, along with the witch hags of the underworld.
Well, now that's all over with, we should be off. Come, Rast. I'm in the mood for a victory feast.
That sounds lovely, my lord.
One moment. Aren't we supposed to be richly rewarded for assisting you in the defeat of Litmia?
Oh, yes. Of course. Nearly forgot. Here's a large bag of gold. Enough there for all of you. Enjoy your time off, and it's probably best if we never cross paths again. Understand?
Sounds fair to me.
Good. Here you are, then. Now, we must be off. Toodlepip, everyone. Come along, Rast.
With pleasure, my lord. Shall we do breakfast or brunch?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go crazy and skip to whatever the hell we want, eh?
You're on, my lord. I can't wait.
Well, I suppose that's it then.
Seriously?
What an anticlimax.
Good riddance, I say.
So, now what?
And so our story does indeed come to a close. Anticlimax or not, I can only hope you have found some value in the tale I have imparted. And so, for now, I bid you farewell.
listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, our final chapter, Chapter 5, Just Desserts, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, David Ault as Stephen the Sprite, Dave Weaver as Greybeard the Dwarf, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Rachel Rumler as Madame Blarney, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dunhelm, Wayne Hayward as Blondo Barnfeathers, Joel Nisbet as Lord Terrible, Victor Aurelius as Rost, Christy Glick as Olga the Witch Hag, Lizanne Hayward as Litmia the Crowed, and Danny Cutler as Ula the Cat. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem theme tune was composed and performed by Tom Rory Parsons. The incidental music used in this program can be found at jsales.com. Additional music for this program was provided by Kevin McLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed permission. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. A rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. We hope you have enjoyed our series, and we thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you certainly may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Our story, The Quest for Freaky Fudge, has come to a close, but our heroes may someday return. Yes, someday. But until that day, we bid you, dear listeners, good journey.
Oh, thank goodness they've gone. Oh, come and see me in my trailer, please. Thank you. Oh, and bring some chocolate. There's a good fellow.
This program is copyright 2016, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.